joining us today. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but I will tell you this, that means we're both getting old. It's been a few years now, so you're getting older too, but you know what? There's a lot of great coaches. I'm doing my job, and sometimes I think I'm good, and sometimes I think I'm awful, but that's just part of life and part of the ups and downs of sports, and I know Steve Kerr is probably going through his own things right now out there, but you know what? All in all, guys, I love being on because I love what the Warriors are doing. I'm still, Draymond's my favorite guy in America, and I love what the Warriors have done in general, too. I really do.
Well, Coach, you know, as someone who's watched every minute of your career, I would say it was maybe easier for me to see your fingerprints all over Draymond Green when he got into the NBA. Tough, hard-nosed, no nonsense, no excuses, and the harshest critic of himself. Draymond's harder on himself than anyone is.
You know, that's the one thing I don't think people appreciate about him. I mean, he's hard on everybody. You know, he was hard on me. But what I always loved about him is just what you said. And I think if you can rip yourself, that gives you a license to demand of other people. And I don't hear a lot of excuses from him. And I mean, I'm sure there are days, and I'm sure there are days for me, but I can look in the mirror and say I screwed up, and I think he can too. And yet he doesn't screw up as much as you think, because there's a lot of guys in sports, as I've said a million times about Draymond, who, you know, want to win. But there aren't many guys that will sacrifice the things to win. And I think that's where he's at his best.
What are the things that, as you see him now as a 30-year-old, you could not imagine him having made for himself when he was 22? How is he different than you thought he would end up?
I thought it would go. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I wish I could say, God, I'm Nostradamus, and I thought he was going to be this and that and everything else. He's far exceeded the things I thought he could do. You know, I thought he could be a very good player. I thought he could be a guy that could last in the league for a while, but to move it to all-star status and to, you know, the triple doubles, the things he's done, the way he's defended people, the screens he sets, he just does a lot of the garbage things that separate teams. You know, if I like my chances to win a national championship if I had him back. And I don't mean the Draymond of now. I mean the Draymond back then, because you always need a guy that does all the little things on your team. And I've said that a lot. I've watched the screens he set for Kerr, the ball movements for Thompson, you know, the way he's helped out defensively. Just does a lot of little things that to sometimes the average person you don't see, but to a coach you go, wow, that's worth $1 million.
So that's on the floor. There's been a lot of talk about Draymond off the floor over the last week or so because he's had a lot to say about the way the team is playing. I'm curious what stands out to you about the leadership qualities that you saw in him at Michigan State and ongoing into the NBA.
Well, he was here, you know, right before the season started. He came back for a football game and spent some time with us. And, you know, it was funny because I asked him, I said, you know, I mean, they've lost a lot, as we all know. And he said, it ain't gonna matter, you know. And you know what? That's the same mentality I would have. And I'm going through it now. Just lost one of my second best player and my 1 4-year starter. And, you know, it's, that's the mentality he has, that he still has his goals and what they are. He'll be more realistic than you think, but he's got a lot of new guys and young guys that he's trying to make them understand the culture of Warrior basketball. And it's about winning. It's about ball movement. It's about defense. It's about all those things. And I think, you know, is he going to get frustrated? That's my worry, because he's so competitive. Probably will it end up good in the long run? To me, definitely.
Head coach, Michigan State, Tom Izzo, joining us here, fresh off his 8th Final Four appearance. The season begins in earnest with Kentucky next week. He's got Duke on the schedule, and that will be the game which they retire Draymond's 23 at the Breslin Center. What have you got planned for Draymond that night, if anything, or have you thought that far ahead, Coach?
Well, yeah, I thought that far ahead. I've been wanting to do this for 2 years. You know, it was just getting the right date, the right time, and is his availability, and you know, could we do it at a time that it's meaningful for our fans? He's beloved around here, as you can imagine, and you know, he came back for the football game, and the place went crazy, you know, and yeah, it's something I think about, but you know, there's only so much you can do. I mean, we have Duke that night too. What I'd like to do is get him to play. I'd like to get him to play. See if I can get Steve or Bob to kind of sign off for a night. But, you know, it's just having him around is always special. And I want him. I don't want him to have to do stuff for us. I want to do stuff for him that night. I want it to be his night and his time. I got my job to do that night. And it's going to be a tall task in itself. But I want Draymond to enjoy himself and kind of get what he deserves because he did a lot for this program. It did a lot for me in so many different ways, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
This is going to feel set up, but it wasn't. This all just happened organically. Coach, we had Steve Mariucci on earlier today just talking about the 7-0 Niners, knowing that you and Steve are true old friends. We asked him to tell us a story about you. And it wasn't a very good story. And then he told us a story about Draymond Green, which was outstanding. And I'd like to play that for you and see if you remember this moment that way yourself.
Get in the back of the room and stand up.
Oh, by the way, this is after, I believe, Duke just beat you in a national title game or eliminated you in the Final Four. Sorry.
Get in the back of the room and stand up. And he says, listen to me. You seniors, I'm sorry we didn't win a championship for you guys. We were close. You were awesome leaders, but I'm going to tell you one thing right now. We're going to get one for you, and we're going to start working. Everybody in here that's not a senior, we're going to start working tomorrow for next year's season because we owe it to these guys that have been here paving the way. And you know who that kid was? It was a freshman from Saginaw named Draymond Green.
Hello?
Did that happen that way?
Oh, 100%.
Did you have a lot of freshmen standing up making declarative statements after getting bounced from NCAA tournaments in your career?
No. And you know what it was? It wasn't Duke. It was Carolina beat us in the championship game his freshman year in Detroit, Michigan. And we beat UConn the night before, and Mooch and Magic and everybody was in the locker room, and I asked Mooch and Magic, I said, I'd like to take my team out into the streets because everything was crazy, you know. And both those guys said, yeah, let's do it. Let's walk around for a little bit. I said, yeah, then if we lose Monday, everybody will blame me. So I chickened out. But on Monday, we got beat by Carolina. That was that great Carolina team. And he said it then. And you know what? The next year we got back to a Final Four in Indy, and we just couldn't win one. But he went to two of them. And I think if not for a few injuries, he might have gone to a third one. So that is pretty special for a freshman, isn't it? And to have that kind of impact on Steve, who's been around some, you know, look at the quarterbacks he had at the 49ers. He's been around some incredible people. I think that just tells you even more about Draymond Green.
Quickly, off the Draymond subject, there's a rookie on the Warriors who you got a pretty good look at, I would imagine, in the Big Ten. Jordan Poole, he has arrived with uncommon confidence. Does that track with what you saw of him in college? And maybe a little scouting report on what you like about Jordan Poole.
Yeah, you know, Jordan Poole, I mean, I recruited Jaren Jackson off his team that he was on in prep school, and so I got to see a lot of Jordan. I got to meet his parents, and he was kind of cocky, but he was a cocky, confident kid who could do a lot of things, you know. And I think I heard Draymond made him sing the Michigan State fight song. So that made me proud.
It's on brand.
Michigan guy. But only Draymond would do something like that, too. But I think in general, guys, he's got a chance. He's got size. He's got great range. He's a pretty good athlete. And he is confident in himself. And I don't think in a negative way, you know. And put it this way, if he's too cocky and he's around Draymond, that ain't going
to
last.
There you go. Cut him down a peg or two. Look, Draymond might make D'Angelo Russell try to sing the Michigan State fight song before the end of the year. Coach, as just a huge fan of Big Ten basketball, I've admired you greatly. I think you're the one team that I can wrap my mind around rooting for that isn't Indiana in the conference, because I love the way your team plays for you, the way you coach historically. I also love Cassius Winston. For those who don't know, this is the best returning player in the country on the number one team in the country. Tell us about Cassius Winston. Who does he remind you of?
Boy, it's almost nobody. You know, and I only say that with respect. He's the most unique kid in the world. You know, he's got some Chris Paul things that he can do. He's kind of one of those guys. He's 6 foot tall. I'm not sure he's ever touched the rim. He's not lightning quick. He doesn't jump over much. Those are all the negatives.
Right. He's just the best basketball player in America, though, on top of all that.
You know, he's got the Draymond Green Magic Johnson IQ. I don't know if it's in the water here, but his basketball IQ is off the charts. He's a much better shooter than I thought, and he's a very, very unselfish. You know, last night he just kind of hung around in an exhibition game and got 16 points, but he got 9 assists and no turnovers, you know. And I think he's a very efficient player. But we got our work cut out, you know. We just lost the kid Josh Langford a couple of weeks ago, who's a very good player. So I don't know if we're a number one team now, but I think this team is a very good team that hopefully as we get better throughout the year and play some of our young guys, we're going to probably start one or two freshmen. Because of the injury, I think you get better and better.
Coach, we want to say thanks very much for joining us. I know how busy you are, especially this time of the year. Good luck throughout the year, and take it easy on my Hoosiers, please, just for once.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You know, last year, with that great team we had that went to a Final Four, the only team we couldn't beat was Indiana. They beat us twice.
I mean, a broken clock.
That, but having my boy Mooch on was great. Talking about Draymond was great. Say hello to Steve Kerr and Bob Meyer and the respect I have for those guys and the job they're doing. I greatly appreciate it. I'm sure I'll get out to a few games this year, guys, so maybe I'll see you in person in that brand-new arena. How is it?
It's nice,
as I heard.
It's phenomenal. It's very nice. You're going to need to know Draymond Green to afford tickets in there, though. Thanks very much, well, Coach. Appreciate your time. Guys. Go beat Kentucky next week, would you?
Yeah, we'll try to do that. Thanks, guys.
Tom Izzo. Here on 95.7 The Game, we went late. I'm going to make that good for you right now. Elena, take it away with an update. We'll have a final segment for you coming up next here. Izzo was awesome.